Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and it is November 30th. There's just not much going on. Sorry. See you later. I do want to tell you about the December 1st Town Council meeting agenda in Mammoth. We have already gone over this, but it's worth talking about again because that's tomorrow. The U.S. Forest Service update from Leanne Murphy. She's the acting Mammoth District Ranger. Staff presentations on design, build, project delivery, methodology, and phase one of the parcel. Appointment of mayor and mayor pro tem and council appointments to various committees. And the town council will recognize the following employees: Grady Dutton, the public works director and special projects manager on his retirement, Sierra Schultz on her promotion to deputy airport manager, and Stuart Brown, parks and recreation director for 15 years. So if you'd like to check out that agenda or get the Zoom link, go over to easternsierranow.com. I'll run over the testing days in Mono County. Again, we got Mondays as OptumServe will be at the Bridgeport Memorial Hall, 73 North School Street. That's 10 a.m. to 1. On Tuesdays, they'll be at Sierra Star in Mammoth from 11 to 7 and the Levining Community Center at 10:30 to 11:30. And Wednesdays, Sierra Star be 11 to 7. Public, the Walker Community Center, 11 to 12:30. And the June Lake Community Center, 2:30 to 3:30. Thursdays, Bridgeport Memorial Hall, 11 to 7. And Fridays, we have Sierra Star again, 11 to 7. Saturdays, Sierra Star, 11 to 7. So if you're feeling a little under the weather, you might want to get tested because there's some gnarly COVID stuff going on out there. To pre-register for any of those, go to easternsierranow.com and you find the links there. So one of the biggest things we've been working on that I am very excited to go into and talk about is our partnership with Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue. And we've started a Furry Friend of the Week segment where we will get different dogs from Inyo and Mono County where we can showcase them, talk about them, and help get them adopted to find their forever home. I love dogs. Everybody should love dogs. And this should be a great event. You know who really loves dogs? Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue. Yeah, they're great people. We had a cool meeting and got the chance to meet with everybody and discuss this. And this is, it's going to be really, really cool. So our first dog is Nelly. And here's a little bit about Nelly. Nelly is learning about all the world has to offer. She's making new doggy, kitty, and human friends, practicing and learning new commands, and she becomes an excellent hiking and exploring partner. Her temporary foster parents shared with us that she is social and well-behaved, crate-trained, and potty-trained. Nelly is ready to transition to her forever home. So Nelly is a beautiful black and white, 1.5-year-old pity mix, and please contact her foster parents at 209-641-7800 or the Inyo County Animal Shelter at 760-938-2715. You also can find Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue on Facebook or, of course, through Eastern Sierra Now. Now, she is a beautiful dog, and there are some great pictures of her interacting with cats and just being chill by a lake and having a good time playing ball. Nelly is a fantastic dog, and she is just perfect for one of you listeners. So you need to get on that. Again, foster parents, 209-641-7800. Go adopt Nelly. She seems like a great dog. So for our last news story for the day, we have a new segment, the Jackrabbit Weekly. The Jackrabbit Weekly focuses on hard-hitting events and hard-hitting news stories in the Eastern Sierra, covered by the only people that can. Rabbits. Don't ask. So today's hard-hitting story by the Jackrabbit Weekly and reporter Bun E. Fufu is about local climbers being instructed by LA and San Francisco gym climbers on how to interact appropriately with our environment. And thank Rod, they're there for us because we have no idea how to handle our own environment that we live in. Bunny?
Local climbers breathe a collective sigh of relief when hordes of seasoned gym climbers finally arrived in Bishop this season with essential information about outdoor climbing etiquette. now that the wisdom is being shared by these V4 and sometimes even V5 gym climbers, local climbers can feel more confidence in their own neck of the woods. Local climber Alec Honda, who has been developing climbing sites in Bishop since 1988, commented,
"I've been wondering for a long time whether it's okay to leave your litter around boulders. I know now for sure that it is, and one really shouldn't stress themselves out over it. For the longest time, I've been packing my trash out like an idiot."
In addition to providing information about where to put litter, seasoned gym climbers bring nuggets of wisdom regarding social norms when bouldering outside. Local legend Lenny Kelp demonstrated admirable humility while reflecting on what he had learned from dedicated gym goers. Lenny?
"Man, I thought there was some standard to checking with others around me to see if they were interested in the boulder I was spending a lot of time on. Now I know I should just bring a really big group of friends to shield me from the outsiders who are trying to take turns on the project I'm most psyched on. This revelation has been huge. Huge."
Thank you, Lenny. Furthermore, the arrival of droves of Belay-certified athletes from educated places such as Los Angeles and the Bay Area has helped inspire bold new land stewardship practices. For example, business that might normally be taken care of in the outhouse is now embraced in any part of the world-class recreation sites of Bishop. One longtime resident, Timmy Coldwell, who has been featured on a number of documentaries, enthused,
"It turns out the nutrients from all waste actually feeds back into the earth, so it brings us into a deeper relationship with the land when we shit behind a rock instead of in the low. This is something I would have never known before all them gym climbers got here and showed us the way. Now I smile every time I see a piece of dung while walking through the boulders, knowing that we're giving back to nature in a really meaningful way."
Yes, meaningful, and certainly eye-opening. Thank you, Timmy. The admiration from local climbers of Bishop is palpable as gym climber elites crunch their tires over sage plants and step intrepidly from Priuses and Teslas. It's often only an outside perspective that can really help us see ourselves clearly and show us how we can be better. In Bishop, the wisdom brought by seasoned gym climbers is enthusiastically embraced. Locals finally have a chance to learn how to climb in the outdoors, where they live. This has been Bun E. Fufu with the Jackrabbit Weekly.
All right, thanks for that, Bunny. For more from Jackrabbit Weekly, head over to EasternSierraNow.com. Or even better, go to Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube. When you're there, like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell, because these will be coming out, like it says, weekly, and you do not want to miss that hilarity. So strap on your Mammoth brand beanie, head down to Brood Awakening, and get yourself a cup of coffee in Big Pine. While you're there, get a sandwich at Copper Top, and then head up to Mammoth, where you're going to go to Giovanni's for dinner, and the next morning, you're going to go to the stove for breakfast. Then on your way home, when your car is acting a little bit weird, you're going to head over to Shorty's Speed Shop, where Robbie can take care of you there, straighten that up, and then when you get home and you decided you spent too much on your Mammoth trip, you call Amy at High Point Solar, and she will get you straightened up so you no longer have electric bills. This has been Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now.